Welcome to Being Bipolar. I'm your host, Doobie. I'm going to introduce you into my madness, and hopefully it'll help you with yours. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Being Bipolar. Basically, mental health issues through my experiences. Now, before we get into tonight's topic, I want to recap on a couple episodes ago. Me and Ginger did some climate control, climate weather, the challenges of the weather. Now it looks like Mother Nature has gone a little bit more volcanic with different volcanoes on different lines basically erupting. And then we've got a lot of earthquakes occurring in different areas, including, you know, you got Canada, which is somewhat rare for us to hear about. But when they're that big, apparently, it's big news. So, also, a lot of rogue waves are occurring because of the undersea earthquakes that are occurring that we don't really even have the ability to monitor yet. So, you got rogue waves hitting, like the cruise ship where that woman got killed. Small little things are coming too quickly. For instance, the north is getting hit with so much snow, especially the lake effect. That's pretty damaging stuff coming off of there, and it's putting a heavy toll on the people who live in those areas. So that's my recap from last. And again, I'd like to thank Ginger Z for being involved. Now, tonight's topic is diabetes. Now, we've been dealing with diabetes in my family for quite a long time. And a lot of my, I'd say, you know, my elderly family, way back in the day, didn't even realize it, didn't understand what was going on, because they lived really hard lives, like a lot of them did. Their generations went through not realizing, plus also the medical field really wasn't involved. So the only history I know of with diabetes really occurs in my life when I was around 20 years old. I took a little trip. I sold everything, put everything in two bags, went to Tennessee and wanted to become a truck driver. So I sold everything and I spent $1,000 on that. Got there, we got into our hotels, got set up, and well, a couple of the guys were sitting in the lounge area and ordered some pizza. We hung out, chatted. One of the guys was actually going outside and smoking up. So he apparently didn't read up on the front page of the brochure that you will, in the next couple of days of being there, go through a DOT physical. Well, everybody knows what the DOT physical is. If you don't, you basically get everything examined, so you are properly set to drive the roads. Well, you know that if he was smoking up outside, he failed automatically. He wasted $1,000 because he could not get a refund. Not under those conditions. But when we went through the DOT examination, that is when I found out that I had too much sugar in my urine. I talked to the doctors and nurses there, and they basically told me that I was a type 2 diabetic. It's like, all right, here we go. I get a full refund. I get back home. I start a whole new life, and I just do not deal with diabetes at all. In fact, I don't even think about diabetes for another 10 years. Eating what I want, drinking what I want, and then alcohol and diabetes do not mix. Okay, that's simple. That does more damage to your body than anything, and I did not know that. Drugs, medical enhanced drugs with anything that has to do with chemistry. I'm not talking about any kind of weeds, any kind of natural drug, but the medical stuff. And I'm not talking about just the illegal stuff. I'm talking about every prescription that you take affects your sugar. Okay? That's why a lot of times when you're diabetic and you go to a pharmacy, they double check your prescriptions to make sure that it does not do any damage to your diabetic regimen. So, I did not know that either. And, I had different ails, issues, problems throughout those 10, 12 years that I didn't even care. So, I'm mixing that as well. So, personally, I didn't realize anything about diabetes until I was in prison. That is when everything hit for me because I had to be under the care of doctors because I was mentally disabled and I was there under medical supervision. So every first off, every 4 hours, they'd, test my blood, see if I needed a shot here and there, a couple of cc's of insulin here and there. Before a meal, 2 hours after a meal, it was just constant. I had to go through every single finger of mine. And prior, I am a guitar player, so I have calluses all through my fingers and the fingertips. So that was even harder for them to draw the blood. So it got to the point where I became a pincushion. And that is also quite discouraging if you really think about it. You're constantly doing it over and over. Everything you do, you get interrupted just to get your blood sugar checked. That is because I did not have it under control, and it was my fault. The way they explained everything to me, and I give them props big time because I went through a program there. It showed it was 3 times a month where we went through what are good things for me to eat, natural things that makes my sugars drop, and natural things that make my sugars rise naturally, just in case I go through a drop. The hard candy thing, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Same with the orange juice. If you're having low blood sugar, get your orange juice in. Okay? So there's a lot of different things that we could definitely cover on this by medical, but this is only through my experience. So, whoa. Okay. Now, with all the things that I learned with food and everything, I still really couldn't comprehend because I wasn't doing hands-on. Also in prison, they made sure of what I was eating and how I was eating it, and it just I gotta tell you, it's really bland, blah food. But I looked forward to every Sunday where we had pancakes and syrup, and I would also get oatmeal. I would take all of that and mix it all together. Oh, that was a delicacy. That was my Sunday. But anyways, now being diabetic, you're going to have a lot of different things that you have to change. And I have to say that the way I handled it, it's not change. It's maturity, it's advancement, it's, I don't know, evolvement. Because the better foods that you eat makes your body feel better, heal better, and it gives you a little bit more energy than, you know, you normally get from the junk foods and the processed foods. Problem is that you have to be a multimillionaire in order to eat healthy. I pray that, you know, one day that we're able to, but it's not going to happen. Everybody wants natural, so they're going to jack the price up. I swear if I had the money, I would go buy a farm, grow my own, kill my own, process my own, and, you know, don't worry about what everybody else says. I'm going to eat what I'm going to eat. If it's healthy for me, great. My problem is like I said, I don't have a cosigner to go up into Walmart and say, hey, yo, I'd like to buy some healthy food. Okay, yeah, that'll be 30 grand. You got a cosigner? Mm-hmm. See, there's a lot of issues being diabetic. When I was going through it, and I was actually taking care of myself, and trying to, and attempting at it, I had issues with insurance companies. The insulin that I was using was not covered by a certain insurance company. So I had to pay $472 a month just to get my insulin. And I went several months without it. I had to go old school with just food and proper nutrition was the only way I could really go. So, you can go the exercise route, but yeah, I'm lazy. When I'm on the couch, I'm on the couch for quite a while, and that's just me. I'm 50 years old now. I've done enough exercising. The downfall, diabetes has done a major destruction of my body, you could say. Because of my not taking care of the situation with my diabetes and not being, careful, I ended up with a missing toe, all because blisters turned into infections. Infections got to the bone. You know, once that infection gets into the bone, you've got to take care of it ASAP. If not, you're pretty much gone. Your system goes septic. You lose it. Okay. So I've got two toes that are pretty banged up. I've got a messed up back, and I've got surgery on my hand that I'm trying to repair from as well. All of this from having diabetes. Now, as soon as I started getting it under control and get my A1C, which is a very important number, when you talk to your doctor about diabetes, he'll tell you all about the A1C and how your program that they want to work with you, how it's going to affect it. Different doctors have different ways of dealing with diabetes, all of them guiding in a good direction, okay? Don't get me wrong, I'm not dissing any of them, okay? My favorite is the Mediterranean Sea diet. I get insulin once a day, long-lasting, and I take glibizide. And that keeps me down. My last A1C was 7.2, and it's getting even lower. Okay, I'm completely under control, but it doesn't matter now. I'm already down a bad, slippery slope. Okay, and a lot of people that are going through the same situation that I am with diabetes understand what I'm talking about. Because I've got some great friends out there in Virginia that he is suffering from it, but in a different form of medical condition. And it's just diabetics, once it sets in and once your body starts going through the motion of not getting the proper insulin from your pancreas, your body starts decreasing. I mean, if you catch it when you're young and you keep it under control, you've got a great chance. You do. But you have the programs, it's lifelong. And you've got to be committed if you want your health at this age. I got to tell you, man, once you get your blood sugars under control, your life, it gets better health-wise for a while. You have that energy, you have that go. As long as you keep that blood sugars, you keep eating properly, you keep on it day by day, okay? You can't think of it as a job. You can't think of it as like, ugh, I don't want to do this. You can't, because it's got, not only you have to change your form of mind, you got to change your emotions about it and your motivation, because this is your life. If you want to live and see your grandchildren graduate and you have diabetes, that's, if that is your goal, then it's every day, every single day. Keep in contact with your doctor. Every 3 months, get that A1C done. And I feel like a hypocrite talking to you guys about this, but I also know that every diabetic out there has gone through the stretches where they just don't want to do it. It's just, it, you need a break. I want to sit there and eat that, oh, New York style cheesecake. Oh, with cherry topping. Oh, or a Black Forest cake. Man, even the cupcakes, man, I could devour those. Man, raspberry jelly filled donuts, Krispy Kreme. My guilty pleasures, though, as a diabetic, is smoking, which, as a diabetic or for anything, is a big no-no. And I still do it today, and I will probably do it to the day I die, because I've been doing it since I was 11, and I'm not gonna stop until I lose a lung. That would stop me from smoking. I'd have to get into edibles. Man, I'd gain a lot of weight doing that. Plus, my blood sugars would go sky high too. But anywho, being a diabetic, you have to have your guilty pleasures, and mine is Mounds bars, because of the coconut is a good laxative, and when you get to 50 years old, your colon doesn't want to work with you as well as it should. Then you've got the dark chocolate, which is sensual in a way. It gives me those little goosebumps on the back of my neck that, Anyway, then there's also those, French horns, the cream-filled French horns from Walmart, man. I dog those down. I say I do one a day. I do, if I can. But like I said, eating healthy is expensive. Anyways, getting on track with diabetes when you have other health issues like mental health. There's going to be a lot of issues that when you're in a state of manic, when I come down from being manic, I eat different things, like Chinese food or Mexican food. I devour it, and it's hard to portion out. And a lot of programs for diabetes, the key word you're going to hear is portion. You can fix basically anything you want to eat, okay? And they're going to tell you otherwise. No. Well, yeah, you can, but you have to portion it. Even if it's like 4 or 5 spoonfuls, all right? You're at least giving yourself that taste, that urge you wanted it, but you're also not taking so much to where it really does a hurting on your sugars. Plus, also, if you eat something you enjoy in a portion and you go out and do a little activity, no matter what it is, you're in motion, that helps too burn a lot of that. So don't feel guilty about skipping out or going through a phase of not wanting to deal with your diabetes. We all deal with that. I mean, it's pure honesty. I'm not going to sit here and throw fire up your ass about it. It don't work that way. All honesty, everybody goes through that with everything. A lot of times I treat diabetes as an addiction. I have to feed it. I gotta put that shot in my stomach every morning. I gotta pump in 30 cc's of insulin, man. I gotta hit that. I gotta hit that hard, man. And then when I'm done, I feel like my world is feeling so much better. Then I gotta come in and hit the glibizide. Man, when I hit that, oh, my world, my feet feel less tingly. You know, I get a little bit more circulation in my hands because I know my body is processing all those chemicals to make me feel better and maybe save my liver and my kidneys and my stomach and my colon and my spleen and maybe just maybe my little tail I have. I won't get into that. Anyways, diabetes is a big killer because the thing with diabetes, it invites others. And what I mean by that is that when you have diabetes, your immune system is iffy, in and out. Okay, it's like a wave, a giant wave on an ocean. It's going up and down, up and down. And you don't know what your target area is when you have another illness and you're taking medications for those other illnesses. So the doctors that you have with both illnesses need to work together. And you know, if you have the same doctor you're working with about the same issues or the both different issues, then you're lucky. Keep with it. Okay? Because, like I said, diabetes invites things, and your immune system being down a lot with COVID, with the flu, anything that can damage your immune system even more, it can be actually deadly. You know, so these are things that a lot of the doctors will talk to you about. But if you think that you might have diabetes, if you feel like after you're eating something, you get these sweats, or you start feeling a little tingling, or you see these spots in your eyes, like stars, as you look forward in your peripheral vision, you'll see stars coming around. Check your sugar if you can. All right, it might be a different kind of reaction to the food you're eating, or you might be a little bit over 300 in your sugar and not know it. There are different reactions your body will have if its sugar is too high. You just can't ignore them. One of the things is alcohol. When you're drunk and you don't realize it, your body might be going through also stages of a diabetic, session. Yeah, I don't know what to really call it, but you might be having a reaction. There you go. So there are little hints. If you have it in your family way back and it's gone through them, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to have it. All right. So with diabetes, get checked as much as you possibly can, and you've got to be preemptive. If you know deep down that you're going to end up with it because of the way you've treated your body. Okay? And you have to be honest with yourself when you're talking about this kind of stuff. You know, what did you do to your body? Then you start, you know, and when you have your checkups, you make sure you talk to your doctor. You let them know. They should have your family history. Be preemptive, man. If you have that fear that you're going to get it, start working on good habits when you're eating, when you're out exercising, when you're out with your friends. You know, habits have a tendency to take diabetes in different directions. So ensure that if you do feel like you're going to get it, or if you're starting out with it, start not changing, but evolving, maturing. Make it better for yourself. Because in the end, if you have diabetes, it's gonna end up being painful. So work hard, be diligent, and please just let the loved ones know and help you. The more, the merrier. All right? This is Doobie Snacks. Peace out, people. Love you all, and thank you for listening, all right? Have a good one, all. This is the end of the program, where I basically tell you this is the end of the program. So, you will stop listening now because it's the end of the program. Remember, this is the end of the program. So, subscribe. If you want to hear more, get a hold of me. But this is the end of the program. So, stop listening. This is it. Welcome to Doobie's Madness. This is the end of the program. So, you can stop listening now. It's okay.